Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, transformational coach and international speaker, Connie Costa.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Corey Pesatoro. I am Mark Lejeur, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited about this show for so many reasons. First of all, it always feels like family here at Life Changes, but it feels particularly like family here with us having our co-host and producer, Mark. Having his father here with us. That's so special.
You're more nervous than I am about
it. Well, I'm excited. So welcome, Paul Lejeur. That's really exciting. Actually, all three generations, your son is here as well. So that's really special. And then we have, and our guest, our musical guest, rather, has his mom here with him. And she never travels with him. So that's really special. And then with our guest, I feel like we're family, and our families come from almost exactly the same place in Sicily, like right next door to each other. So it's like we're about as close as family as you can get. So it feels like family, and that's a really good feeling. And actually, it's a really good feeling. I'm thinking of I have a couple clients who are one's in her late 80s, one's in her mid 90s. And I think it's amazing that they're still asking questions like, what's my purpose in this moment? And how do I make my life better? What do I do with my life in this moment? And I think to myself, this is new for them, by the way. It's only been in the past 15, 20 years that each of them have been actively seeking life coaches and workshops and things like that to figure that out. And I wonder what their life would have been like had they been taught to think this way, or if they'd been asking the question all along, because I think there's the life purpose that is the thing that kind of goes with you throughout your whole life. And then there are so many other things that change. Like in this moment, you're a child. In this moment, you're a young adult. In this moment, you're an adult. In this moment, you might be married. In this moment, you might have a family. So the purpose in the moment changes, but it's all guided by your whole life purpose. At least that's how I'm picturing it now. And so if knowing what all those things are along the way, rather I should say, if you don't know what all those things are along the way, you might not know that you might already have been living your life purpose, which is an interesting thing to know. And then to say, wow, I've been living. I mean, that's a whole different place from, you know, not knowing at all. And then maybe a figuring out, wow, I haven't really done this, and this is what I've really come to do. That look at these, like my clients, 95, not too late. Because even if she does it for one more year or two more years or maybe 10 more years, who knows, then those 10 years will be that much more rich. So I said on Facebook how this is a perfect time to be talking about start living your life's purpose. And I was thinking it's because we just had New Year's, and those who are celebrating old New Year with the, I think it's a Gregorian calendar, I think they just celebrated, and Chinese New Year's is coming up. And so that's what I was thinking. But technically, any moment is the perfect time to start living your life's purpose if you don't know what it is, or you haven't been living it, or don't know that you've been living it. Let's have this conversation with our guest, Connie Costa, transformational coach and international speaker, when we come back. And of course, later on, Guinness World Record holder, award-winning accordionist, and our friend Corey Pesatoro back on the Life Changes Show, all when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio sitting here with Mark Leger. Mark, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year again.
Actually, we just had a full moon eclipse
new
thing.
Moon,
okay,
New moon year. Well, you know, your It's a Good Feeling reminded me, and I couldn't get out of my head, that it's such a good feeling to know you're alive.
Oh,
it's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. You remember that?
Yeah, let me get my guitar that I can't play.
little shout out to Mr. Rogers.
That I don't have. Sorry, go on. Yes, shout out to Mr. Rogers.
Shout out to Mr. Rogers. It's a great way to kick off finding your life's purpose.
Thanks for being in my neighborhood. Okay. Oh, what a fun way to start. That's a good feeling. Connie's already laughing, or is she crying again? And so let's get right to it. She's a transformational coach and an international speaker. She's an author. She's so much. Let's get right into it. I should probably say clinical psychologist, blah, 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 blah. Important stuff. Connie Costa, welcome to the show. Benvenuta.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Grazie. Grazie mille.
Prego. You know, a little later on, I want to talk in Sicilian.
Certo.
When we start talking about Italy a little bit. But before we do, you like almost jumped out of your seat when I said something during that monologue. And so what was that?
I did. Well, I think you nailed it. I think before, the question, are you living your life's purpose, was never asked. It's not something that people grew up with.
Mm.
But now that more and more people are asking it, a lot of people are looking at themselves like almost as if they're failing their life.
Yeah.
And it's only because they're comparing themselves to other people.
Yes.
And they're injecting, you know, other people's values onto their own values. And so a mom, for example, whose only desire is to raise her kids and be a wife at home and to take care of her children, and that's it, is looking at her friend who's like this business, you know, businesswoman, and saying, oh my God, what is my purpose? I don't have a purpose. I need a purpose. But her purpose might very well be raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of judgment going on. I see that a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, my values are better than your values. Mm. I'm a businesswoman, so I'm better than you because you're just a homemaker, blah, blah, blah. And I disagree with that. Mm. I think we all have a beautiful purpose, and we all have to respect each other's purpose, right? And so when you said that, I was like, exactly. Like, a lot of people, it's not... They are probably living their life's purpose already, but they don't even realize it.
Mm.
So I love that you said that, because I was like, yes.
And exactly. I love that you said that. And Mark, I love that you said what you said and
saying that.
Yeah.
That you listened.
You know, Connie, we knew this could be dangerous.
This is very dangerous, by the way. Very dangerous.
In a really good way. Well, you know, the whole purpose, people thinking like this is my purpose and it's more important, and the truth of it is though there may be like this big overall purpose that each of us could feel, there are all these little purposes, like even the mom, like you are a mom and you take that very seriously, I know, and yet you're a life coach and you take that very seriously, and so these are different purposes.
Yes.
I mean, you're other things too, but you're a daughter and you support your parents in their business, and you take that very seriously. Filippo, don't call me until blah 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 because I'm with my mom. And
that's
right? You take it very seriously.
Very, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're a wife, and you take that very seriously.
I mean, not as much. You know, I think
he's got the kids right now, so you could be here. Can we give him a shout out?
Thank you, hubby. I appreciate you. It's about values, right? And so, my top value is my family.
Hmm.
And so that is my top value. That's where most of my energy goes, followed by my career. And those are my two top values. And so career for me is anything that, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. So whether it's managing my family's restaurant or taking people to Italy or being or coaching, which sounds like it's not related, but it all is. Mm-hmm. It's beautifully related. Those are my top values. And so I'm very aware of that. So if somebody, for example, one of my friends says, let's go have a drink, that's very low in my values. Mm-hmm. So it's probably not going to happen. That's when people say, I don't have time for this or I don't have time for that. What they really mean is that's not in my top value, right? Because mm-hmm. to me, what's important is staying at home with the kids. Growing up, my parents worked very, very hard, very, very hard. And so I rarely saw my parents. I rarely saw my mother. And so there was no such thing as like a home-cooked dinner at my house.
Wow.
Yeah. And growing up, you know, in Sicily, because I grew up partly in Sicily.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Like,
yeah.
You know, I would literally, this sounds really sad, but I would literally walk around the streets of Sicily and I would look in people's windows and see, you know, home cooked meals and people eating. And I was like, I want that. Right.
Oh.
And, but what did that do? As an adult, it created, that turned out to be my top value. So for me, it was really important that once I got married and had kids to make dinners, homemade cook meals every single day and make sure that, no, we're not going to be on our phone. No, we're not going to watch TV. We're going to sit down and talk as a family and have a dinner. So our values come from, you know, our voids in childhood. That's why it's so important to not judge each other's values and our and you know, and I talk about values because it's obviously all related to purpose, right?
Yeah.
A lot of when people ask me, what is my purpose? How do I find it? I usually say, well, what are your top values? And people say, I don't know. And of course they know, right?
Well, they know, but they're not conscious of it.
They're not conscious,
yeah.
Right? So it's easy. It's easy to find out. It's like, what are you always talking about?
Hmm.
When you get a little bit of money, what do you spend it on?
Hmm.
If I go to your house, what do you fill your space with? This is something that my mentor, Dr. John DeMartini, which you know as well,
yeah.
He talks about this a lot, right? And this makes a lot of sense. So what is it that you're always talking about? What is it that you're very passionate about? If I gave you the money, what would you do, et cetera? If you're, you know, having a cocktail party, what is it that you're always trying to talk about? Because everybody's always trying to talk about whatever is interesting to them. So pay attention to that. And because that's your purpose, whatever it is, right? And then the second question I would say is, how can you get handsomely paid to do that? How can you get paid to do something that you absolutely love to do? And I think a lot of people don't believe that you can get handsomely paid, which is why they don't even try. They don't make the attempt to live their life's purpose. And there's a lot of bad advice, I think, out there. Like, and I'm embarrassed, but I used to give the same advice and I don't anymore. So don't look at my old YouTube videos.
Wow, thank
but
you for
like,
admitting
yeah,
that.
Well, it's well, we evolve, yeah. Right? And we get new
some
information.
Of us.
Some of us. True.
That's our hope, yeah.
And, but before I would say, just jump in it. Just go in it. Just, you know, jump off the cliff and, you know, just trust. And now I would say, please don't do that. And that's part of the problem. Today I would say, no, stay at the job that, for example, you're not very happy with. Start being happy with it and seeing all the benefits that this job gives you. See how it fits with your purpose. What skills is it giving you? If anything, it can be an interest-free loan into the business of your dreams, right? Because it's paying. Morgana Race, I don't know if you know Morgana Race.
Uh-huh.
She said that once and I was like, God, that's brilliant. An interest-free loan into your business. And so create a business plan. This is what I want to do, right? Create and make sure that it makes sense. And then slowly but surely start going from one to the other. And then you can start living your life's purpose, if that makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense. And actually what makes sense, and I want to tie in together for everybody when we come back, is this, how you said you're this, you're this, you're this, and it all ties in. It doesn't seem like it does, but it does. I'd like to talk about that because I know that it does, and I'd like to show people how it does. So we'll be talking more with Connie about that when we get back, our guest Connie Costa. If you want to learn more about her, you could go to conniecosta.com. That's C-O-N-N-I-E-C-O-S-T-A.com. Com. And then a little later on, Corey Pezzaturo will be in here with his famous accordion, or famous Corey Pezzaturo will be in here with his famous accordion that was made for him, actually. I think it even has his name on it now, the new one. Anyway, so it's an exciting show. So glad you're with us. Stay with us as we come back on the Life Changes show right after this.
Hey, guys, this is Michaela. So I'm here to tell you about the DNA Institute. If you haven't heard of it already, I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute treatment not only helped me lose the 30 pounds, it also rebalanced my hormones, healed my metabolic and digestive system, and made my higher functioning brain so loud it became impossible to overeat when I was full. Don't we all want that? So many of my friends and family turned to the Institute after they saw my success. All of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I found this to be so different than anything I'd ever tried before, and it was easier than anything I'd ever done. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a genuine, doctor-prescribed, custom medical treatment made just for you. It doesn't matter what your situation is or how much weight you have to lose. I believe the Institute will get you to your goal. My experience is that this is more than just a weight loss system. It's a biohack to a better way of looking, feeling, and living. When I started, I had never heard of the DNA Institute, but the fact that they've been in Beverly Hills since 1982 gave me a real peace of mind. Now that you've heard of them, click on the DNA ad at lifechangesshow.com and get your customized formula started today. Change your life like I changed mine.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Connie Costa. And before the break, Connie was sharing and I was saying also how she's a mother and takes it seriously, and a daughter and a wife and a life coach, a speaker, et cetera. And she said it all connects. Trust me. Well, we trust you, but it'd be great to share how they do connect. And I have a theory, but I want to hear yours first.
Ooh, I want to hear yours first.
I'm sure it's the same one.
Well, first of all, family. I said my top value is family.
Yes. That okay. Ding, 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 top ding, one ding, answer ding, on the ding, board. Ding.
Yes. Yes. So that's very important to me. And I've noticed, of course, there are no coincidences, that a lot of my clients that come to me, they have these issues around family.
Yes. Ding, right? Ding, ding, second answer on the board. You're good at your game.
I am. No, so I was telling you this briefly, that when I first started taking people to Italy, to Sicily, it was very personal development based. And then over the years, people would say, you know, I'm not your client, but I would love to go to Italy with you. So, you know, is that okay? Blah, blah, blah. And of course, I was like, yes, you know, the more the merrier. And I realized that personal development happened organically. So instead of sitting there, you know, doing a workshop and, you know, looking at the window, and outside is beautiful Sicily, that we could just be out and kind of like interacting with my family, because you do get to meet my family, et cetera. And they would see what family means to me and what family means to our family.
Yeah.
And I had one client that she said, my goodness, you know, I haven't spoken to my brother in like 20 years, but after seeing what a beautiful family you have, how close you guys are, and the interaction that you guys have, as soon as I get home, I'm making a call and I'm calling my brother and I'm going to hang out with my brother after you. And that meant the world to me. And so, of course, like I said, family is really important to me. So my parents are very important to me. And the funny thing is, when you're an Italian family, it doesn't matter what you do. I saw a meme out there that said, it doesn't matter what you do or something like that, you're gonna be in the family business. So it sounds really scary, but it's the truth. Like, my sister was in casting in Hollywood and still had to work at the restaurant. I know a friend who's also Italian, and she, you know, she was a lawyer, still had to work at the family restaurant. But it's because we do it because family is so important to us. Mm-hmm. Family is everything to us. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing we wouldn't do for our family. And I take it very seriously. Like you said, I take it very, very seriously. And so all of this I bring into my coaching.
Right.
And that, yeah.
That's the third,
I bring it all into my coaching. And so I don't do anything that I don't want to do. I'm very passionate about everything that I do. And that's something that I made very clear to myself years ago, is that I would never say yes to something that I didn't want to do. I always wanted to be in my purpose and be doing exactly what I wanted to do and not do anything that I didn't. So everything that I do, people might say I'm busy, 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 and I am, but with things that I absolutely love to do. I love my career so much.
So excellent. And though we never spoke about it like this before, of course you knew, and it's a sign of somebody who knows their purpose. And so the family thing, something that I experienced when you invited me to come do a workshop with your one of your groups or one of your classes, I noticed that everybody you interacted with, you interacted with them like they were family, mm-hmm. and they treated you like you were their family, the hugs and the this and the that.
Yes.
And I caught that right away. And then even the picture that we took at the end, and you're laughing, but we took a couple of those really silly pictures, but it was like people were really having a good time.
Yes.
While learning, right? So the family thing is your core. That's, yes. And it just, you exude it. So, and the other thing too, I think I just met you and it's like, you have to come to the restaurant. I have to feed you. I can make you this, or you're going to love my this, or my dad's that, or
and
my...
And you still haven't come.
And I still haven't come. I know.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
No. And we'll be right back.
That's why I'm crying.
I'm sorry.
The truth comes out.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I deserve that. You know, that ties in so beautifully. So the overall arch, your purpose in life is family. And I didn't know about this growing up the way you did, and seeing others experience family and you not having that, you're saying, that's it. In my life, I'm bringing family to the world.
Exactly. And I worship my parents. I love them so much. So I don't blame them for anything. I understand why they did it. They did it. You know, we're always doing the best that we can, right? Mm-hmm. They did it because their top value was putting food on the table. Like, not literally, because they weren't, but what? But money.
Wow.
Money.
I can't eat this. It's money.
Money to, you know, so that we could, so it could sustain us, so that we could, you know, have a roof over our head, et cetera. Yeah. And so that's why they did it. They didn't do it because they were irresponsible. They just had to work. They had to work, 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 work. And that's why my mom was not there. And that's why my dad wasn't there, because they were always working.
You know, actually, I won't get specific because I don't know if this is something that we haven't talked about, whether we can talk about this. But I will say in general that you not only take care of your family, you take care of other people's family.
I do.
Yeah. So that's that. Okay. So, that being said, you know, you're so strong in your purpose. So what about people that didn't, like, say, okay, this is who I'm going to be when I grow up? I mean, and it's not like you still had to figure it out. You still had to figure out, like, how do I make this work in my life as who I am, this person, right? So how do people figure it out? So they ask themselves the questions like, what do I get excited about? What do I always talk about?
Yes.
Right.
And then you go out there and you figure out the need. What's the need out there?
In
the world.
Yeah.
Because the whole point is to serve, right?
Yeah.
To serve humanity.
Nice. Okay.
So a lot of people have these fantasies of, you know, I'm going to, you know, go and sell Red Sox. That's my life purpose. I'm just, you know, making something up. But what if the world wants rainbow colored socks? You know, you have to go see what's out there and what is needed. And then once you overlap it, then you've created a niche.
And then the overall need might actually just be socks.
Yeah, exactly.
In the end.
Yes, exactly.
And it's like, oh.
And not specific Red Sox. You know what I mean? And then as soon
Sicilian
as,
socks.
Sicilian socks. Those are the best, by the way. Not that I'm biased.
You're singing to the choir here. You two go ahead. It will be fun. Actually, we should get into that, but in a minute. Go on.
And so, and then once you see that, what it is, once you do your due diligence and you do your research, a lot of people don't. A lot of people just, you know, go out there and do something that's not necessarily needed. But as soon as you can find, you know, whatever it is that you love to do, your values, your purpose, and then find what the need is specifically and how it overlaps, then you can actually go and create a business. And like I was saying in the beginning, where a lot of people fail is they don't do a solid business plan. They don't understand, for example, what it takes to be like an entrepreneur. Mm. And I've coached so many holistic practitioners, and that was one of the main issues, is that they didn't realize, you know, going from like, say, the corporate to becoming an entrepreneur, what a difference it is. It's very different. And so it was overwhelming and they were challenged. And that's the thing. You're going to be challenged. No matter what, you're going to have challenges. And you have to stick with it. You have to stick with it. And you're going to be tested. Can I talk about plan A and plan B? This is something I'm very passionate about.
By all means.
So I don't believe in plan Bs. No, I don't want to hear a plan B. Let me tell you why. So I was hearing a Howard Stern interview with Ed Sheeran, and Howard Stern was telling him, so, you know, you started off with a bunch of other musicians and you guys were singing, you know, bar to bar, bar to bar, and you were the only one from your group of friends who became so successful. What do you owe that to? And he said, I didn't have a plan B. Hmm. I only had plan A. They all had plan Bs. Hmm. So once it got challenging, once it got a little scary, they went with the plan B. I only had plan A, and here I am.
Interesting.
And that is true for all the holistic practitioners that I've come across. What if they have a plan B? Well, if it doesn't work out, I'm going to do this. Mm. They're going to go with that because you are going to have challenges. Mm. But you're going to have challenges no matter what in life. And there were times where I would literally get on the floor and like on my knees going, God, why are you doing this to me? And of course, you know, God's not doing that to you. But
Why was God? No, I'm just...
Yeah, why was he? Why were you doing this? Or she? Shim, I don't know.
No, it can't be a she because she wouldn't have done that.
Exactly, true. But, you know, you're going to get tested. And, but those challenges, I'm so grateful for them today because it made me think outside the box. It made me read books. It made me, you know, learn a little harder. Like, I just did so much, and now I can pass that along to so many people.
And you sought mentors, actually.
All the time. Still today.
Right.
My mentor, my first mentor was Alan Cohen, and still is. I'm in a coaching program with him right now. Yeah. I mean, I never stop learning. I will never stop learning. I love it. You know, I think that's what life is all about.
And you're also always sharing. Every conversation we have, you say, you know, Filippo, and you share your stuff, and then, you know, and we do that. But that's it's because it's who you are. It's not who you're wanting to be. This is your plan A.
Yeah, this is my plan A.
or this is the plan.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly,
the plan.
The plan.
You know, and speaking of the plan, so a lot of this, you actually have you have a workshop coming up next weekend, actually.
This weekend.
This weekend.
The 27th.
This coming weekend,
on
right.
Sunday.
People can learn about that at Connie Costa. And you basically, what we just started talking about is the start of the workshop.
Exactly. And it's called Start Living Your Life's Purpose and Make Money. And yes, we go over values. We go over the purpose. And I want people to get very clear. Mm-hmm. And then how to take action steps toward it. Because I'm not here to just motivate you. I'm here to inspire you. I'm here for you to take action and actually do something with it. You can go from seminar to seminar to seminar. But if you're not going to actually do anything with it, what's the point? And it brings me no joy. Like, I actually want to see somebody do something by the end. And so I've been talking about this topic since the beginning of my career. And I started in 2007 with this because I was a psychotherapist before. But yeah, I'm so passionate about just, you know, inspiring people to live their life's purpose, do what they love and what they're meant to do on this planet.
And you were a psychotherapist and you still had to work in the family restaurant. But when we come back, we're going to talk for 30 seconds in Sicilian just because it'll be fun. And then we'll talk a little bit about Sicily and what that's about for those who just might enjoy hearing about that. Let's start with that. Yeah. And then we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment here with our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue. And Corey Pezzatoro is going to be joining us all on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Connie Costa. And by now, you know, transformational coach and international speaker. And, you know, you are motivating just as you are, because you were saying how when people go to Sicily with you, they get to experience you, your family, the culture that you love and all of that. And so they get motivated to want to be as passionate about their lives.
Yes, exactly. And they just also see a different lifestyle in Sicily. It's a very different pace from LA. And so they're very just motivated to come back and not necessarily work, because that's not how they do it there. There it's, as you know, it's more about living life and enjoying life and enjoying your family. Mm-hmm. And la passeggiata, you know, just walking around and enjoying yourself and enjoying your life. And so it's very inspiring for people that come, for people who come that are maybe in the corporate world or whatnot. They see that and they're like, oh my God, I want to move here. So it's beautiful to see that there's another possibility, right? There's a different possibility, and that we can create anything that we want in our lives. Anything's possible. And it really is. Anything's possible. I know it sounds cliche, but anything is.
It's definitely a different way of being and a balance, you know, finding where it fits in our lives if we want it is a beautiful thing. I promised we would be speaking in Sicilian. All of a sudden, I'm a little nervous. Wow, this is so funny.
Everybody's like,
anyway,
okay.
It's a language. A lot of people don't know that, but it's a language. It's written. So songs written in Sicilian, Bibles, whatever. They're books, plays.
It's beautiful and it's hilarious. It's a joke said in Sicilian is a lot funnier than Italian. Let me just tell you.
Now see, this is in a Sicilian talking about the Italians. I don't do this. We're all one big happy world.
No, as I said. A joke said in Sicilian is funnier than a joke said in Italian. I'm not saying Sicilians versus Italians.
Well, if it's a Sicilian joke, I mean, of course.
Because it sounds funnier, because the slang, like slang.
Cominciare con me, okay?
Cominciare con me.
Okay. So I feel like, you know, even that little whatever we just did, is part of life's purpose. Like we're sharing information, we're sharing passion, we're sharing heart, we're sharing a little bit about our family, right, and our experiences as well, and so people can take that and say, I want some of that, or that's weird. I'm glad I don't have that. It's up to them.
I'm sure. Yes.
I'm not so sure. Anyway, so Connie. We finally did this.
I know.
This has been so long in the happening, and finally it happened. And what a pleasure. You know, I might just get to go to Sicily with you someday. When's your next trip?
July 1st through July 8th.
Of 2019.
Of 2019. I mean, I'm not being biased, but it's amazing. It really is.
And you do this once a year?
Once a year.
Oh, wow.
So you know, you got to learn all your jokes in Sicilian.
Oh, I got plenty of them in Sicilian, actually. Stick around. I'll tell you some of them. But stick around, actually, Connie. We're going to have Corey Pizzatoro here, another fellow Italian. Actually, I forgot where his family's from, but we'll talk to him in just a moment. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What a pleasure. Connie Costa, CONNIECOSTA.com. Learn more about Start Living Your Life's Purpose with Connie Costa. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Nancy, and it has been a long time since I saw you, and I so miss your loving advice and wisdom. You helped me in many ways, and I am no longer depressed. In fact, I have a new job, and I love it. Now I have a new challenge. My mom is sick with a bad cold and is coughing, and now she cries all the time and says she doesn't want to live and begs God to take her home. I have tried sharing the amazing things you shared with me, but she just can't hear me. How can I help her?
My dear friend, if she is talking suicide and not just begging God to take her home, then please call a suicide hotline right away. If she hasn't been to a doctor to get a diagnosis for her illness, then please get her to see someone. If it is determined that she is just so miserable due to illness, then you can ask one of the Buddhist priests that she visits weekly for assistance. And since she can't hear you when you share what worked for you, then simply ask her what you can do to help her through this darkness. The most important thing is for you to tell her how much she is loved and appreciated by you and her grandson. Nancy, there are so many amazing groups that will be happy to provide additional support. If you will check out the website mentalhealthamerica.net, you will be led to groups near you. You may also like to do your morning ritual with her, since you told me that it really helped you. Starting your day by reciting the ritual together will be very helpful for her, as it has been for you. So start your day with, thank you, thank you, thank you, universe, for a wonderful day full of love and miracles. As the divine child of God that I am the power in my world. I am the light, and only good comes to me and from me. And I know that all of my highest and best good is finding me right now. Nancy, you can also suggest that she use these words if she continues to be challenged by negative thoughts, visions, or feelings. She can chant, I love myself. I love my life. Please let me know if I can be of further assistance, and also let her know that I will be happy to talk to her anytime.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with Corey Pizzatoro.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention.
It's a mindset brought about by a tangible transcendental experience, an audiovisual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Connie Costa. And joining us in the studio is a man who has been on our show, actually, many times by himself and with other accordion artists.
I keep bringing him in from Europe.
Singer once. But this time, you're back by yourself. Happy to have him here. He is a Guinness World Record holder. He's an award-winning international accordionist. He's so much more. We'll talk about it. But welcome, Corey Pezzaturo, back to the stage. Back to the stage.
It's a stage. Grazie mille, Filippo. Come stai? Come stai?
Prego, prego. Oh, you heard me talking Sicilian with Connie. And now you want to talk
I'm not
Italian.
Sicilian. Though,
yeah, but you're not Sicilian. So wait, what part of Italy is your family from?
All of the great-grandparents, all eight, they all come from either Sulmona, L'Aquila, Rome itself, or Arce, which is a little town. An hour from
Rome. All in
so
central.
All central. It's
all in central.
That's
Italy.
Why I have this nose. This nose is central.
Oh, is that what that nose is?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, why do you have this accordion?
Well, because I'm Italian. My dad played accordion, so I said I
have
play
an accordion.
Accordion
too, actually. Yeah, guilty, I mean, guilty. Yeah. Actually, there used to be a phrase, I don't know if I've said it on this show before, but there used to be a phrase that one of my accordionist friends used to say, play an accordion.
Go to jail. I know all of them, believe me. You can't stop me. I know them all.
Okay. So many great things have been said about you, actually. This time we posted those instead of your bio, which is great. Because, I mean,
quotes.
All of these people that you know and magazines and all that have said so many things about you. Why do you think you've inspired so many people with an instrument that was actually on its way kind of out? What happened, do you think, that you're a part of?
Well, I mean, I'm always looking for, you know, a way to innovate mm-hmm. things, and this was my accordion, you know, it was my life. I wanted to make the accordion cool again, as it once was in the 50s.
Wait, did I just hear a life purpose in there?
That is really what it is. Make accordion cool again. That was my phrase before someone else twisted it. I do. I have a make accordion great again hat. It looks like the normal hat, but you can't really wear it. Unless I'm in Texas, then I can wear it.
Okay. Oh, wait. We interrupt this important message to say something that Mark pointed out, actually, that I had not noticed. Mark, do you want to go ahead and say it? Go ahead. It's you noticed it.
Well, that Red Sox...
I was here for the World Series, and we kicked butt.
Well, not those Red Sox. The Red Sox that you're wearing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Boston Red Sox.
No, I don't think he was here when he hit that part.
No, okay, so Corey was in the other room.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Why do I have I don't know.
And Connie hadn't seen Corey, and she mentioned, like, let's say your life purpose is to give the world Red Sox. And
I have Red Sox on.
There you go.
It's an omen.
It was the most random thing.
I thought you were talking about the Boston Red Sox.
So that's your life purpose. When did you know it?
Probably around 12
years old.
Yeah, I would say 11 to 12.
I met you
definitely.
Around when you were 12 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah,
on a big stage.
And I just talked to, actually got off the phone with the new conductor at Avis. So look,
there's a new conductor?
Connection. Yeah, he's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
How come you know before I do?
Okay. Well, no, he's been there past 3 years.
Oh, that new conductor.
Yes, that
new
conductor.
He's new to you.
No, he's not new to
Okay, never mind.
Avis, we met at Ava Franke's.
Yes.
And darling, actually, darling, darling.
See, this is why I knew this show would be so fun and so dangerous at the same time between Connie Costa.
We got a Sicilian. It's dangerous.
Right? And your mom's here. It's special to have your mom, Deborah, here.
Yeah.
And the last time I think I saw her, we were in a limousine.
That was when we really
together.
Got to know each other, was 07, Milwaukee Fest Italiana.
Yeah. We were in a limousine together, but we can't talk about that.
Anyway. Oh, nothing happened. There was a ton of us. We had Raymond there. I think Aaron was there.
I wasn't implying anything.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying we can't talk about it because we don't have time.
Oh.
Because we want to hear you play.
All right. Well, I can go right into it then. Want to hear a tune.
Wow, it's hot in here all of a sudden. Hi, Mom. I'm glad you're here. Okay, so you're here for the NAMM show.
Yes.
And you're here for you're performing your show at Vibrato's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, I have a bunch of L.A. all-stars of the jazz scene of L.A., which is quite elite. And I got a lot of those guys playing, a lot of special guests. And we'll be at Vibrato's at 7:30. Seth MacFarlane came last time I did a show there, so that was
nice.
Kind of awesome.
Well, you just met with, Michael Bublé. So, you know.
Who said, I need an accordion player. I said, well, I'm your guy.
and you are. Can't wait to hear more about that. Mm. So if you want to learn about Vibrato's tomorrow, you're doing something at the NAMM show, right?
I will be running around randomly playing with people at random booths. So there's no real set time.
Okay.
I'm just going to be, randomly playing. Okay. I'll definitely play a band in a box, that program.
So NAMM is like the biggest music...
In the Western Hemisphere. Yeah. It's the main music
convention.
Event.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you go, a lot of people go. If you go and you see a man running around, are
with
you going to have
a big suitcase on my back?
With red socks and red accordion. Okay. Learn more about Corey at CoreyPezzaturo.com. By the way, a publication spelled your name incorrectly. I corrected them, by the way. So Corey, Cory, Pezzaturo, PESATURO.com. So Vibrato's is a jazz club. Of course, you can do anything you want there, right. But you're going to be doing some jazz. So let's hear some jazz on the accordion.
Okay. Don't expect if you haven't heard it before.
Yeah, a lot of people. But if they're fans of the show, they've heard you do
some
fun stuff. Yeah. So here's Corey Pezzaturo performing some...
Jazziness
live on the Life
live
Changes
on the Life
show
Changes
here at Studio Noho
with Filippo Voltaggio. Jazziness.
That's how I like it. That's Corey Pezzaturo. Interestingly enough, though, people don't normally expect that kind of music to come from an accordion. And
sorry, hold on.
What are you doing?
That's what they expect to come from the accordion.
That's okay.
He got it. That's what they expect to come from the accordion.
See, now, to me, that sounds completely foreign coming from you.
Exactly.
It's like, what is he doing?
Good, I've done my job.
That was an ode to the Cleveland Italians.
Yes, that was the Cleveland Italians.
You know, actually, I mentioned this the last time you were here, come to think of it, that you are a fast car aficionado, not just fast car, but you like professional fast.
Yes, motor racing and motorsports in general.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
I mean, I think it's an Italian thing. I mean, everybody in Italy knows Formula One. They watch MotoGP, but watch Formula One, watch many forms of racing. But cars are just, I don't know.
I don't think it's just an Italian thing.
No, but there it's a very big thing. Like here, a car is a car. It gets me from A to B. But in Italy, like they actually care kind of about that a lot more.
Does your car bend as you go around, like the accordion when you go around?
That's a good one. I never heard that. No, it does not. But I've been into cars way longer than I was into music. I watched my first Formula One race at 2. I've never missed another one live.
Well,
every one I've watched.
Wait. You were into music by 12. You knew your life purpose was music.
Well, I started at 9.
So when did you start with the car thing?
No, I was about 2.
Two?
I was obsessed with cars very
at 2
very
years old?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to looking at your mom here. Is this true? Yeah, she's saying yeah. Okay. All right. How did you obsess with cars?
My dad has always been a big car guy.
Oh, really? Oh. Okay.
And watched racing and everything, so I, you know, always got into that. And I have too many hobbies. I wish I could sell them. I wish you could take, you know, parts of your brain and sell, you know. I have too many hobbies. So, you know, Boston sports, we're talking, you know, Patriots for last night. I'm happy as a clam. So, you know.
Well, actually, another one of your hobby is storm chasing.
Is storms, snow. I have many times flown back from L.A. for a blizzard.
I know.
I've flown back.
I know.
Rhode Island.
It's like we were supposed to get together one day, and then you're like, "Oh, Filippo, there's a storm coming.
I gotta get home." Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, so you could get home, so you don't." He's like, "No, I want to beat the
be
storm,
there.
So I could
be there.
There."
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
that's me. The sunshine is very boring to me.
Before we get off the cars, you're writing a book. Right, it's another one of your hobbies. I know, but
yeah, it's a hobby. Well, it's a statistics kind of book. In the way that Bill James changed baseball, of stop looking at batting average and look at on base percentage, kind of just little things like that. Because racing is very hard to judge this era to other eras, just because of the statistics of if you lead a whole race till one lap to go and your engine blows and it wasn't your fault. You know, you get last place when you should have won. So I'm trying to relocate luck, which is hard because there's so many factors.
Interesting.
It's not like football. You either win or lose. You can go by, that referee screwed us, blah, blah, blah. But with racing, you can dominate. And because of a tire blows or you hit a bird, that's happened before, right? You lose the race.
Is that called a stretchy, bendy car might be the solution.
Yeah. The stretchy, bendy car.
For those birds.
Here comes
a bird. All right. So I know you're writing a book about that. I just want to make a suggestion.
Yes.
Since you have so many hobbies and so many pieces of your brain, instead of selling them, put them all into one book and just sell the book. And I have the title for you.
You have the title.
I have the title.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Where's off? I had my drum roll ready.
You don't have a drum roll?
I do have, but I have to click into it. Take a while.
So okay. All right. So now people know this is live. Okay. So here's the title of the book. The World Accordion to Corey Pezzatura.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
Ta-da.
Oh, I wish we had that
accordioning. I've used that word, accordioning.
Accordioning?
Instead of according.
No.
Accordion. But yeah, accordion.
Accordion
to Corey Pezzatura.
Okay, let's get to some more music, actually. All right, so you said
he's
that
been waiting all day to share that.
Since yesterday, actually.
And the Red Sox.
I came up with it yesterday. No, the Red Sox was completely impromptu, and that's all Connie. So let's hear something. Let it be Italian.
Italian.
Corey
okay.
Pezzatura doing something Italian.
Something Italian.
Live on the Life Changes
Show. It's all the
Wise,
the
Studio
album of
Noah.
Wise.
Well, you really
Italian
need to
work
on your scales.
I know.
And we need to work on titling the songs. Like the first one was something jazzy. This one's something Italian-y.
Yeah. And
the next one you had me write down something crazy electronic-y.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So before we get to it, I have to. What's that?
Yes.
Before we do, I have to say there is of all these quotes, my baby,
your baby,
wow,
my baby favorite one.
That was great.
By Phil Johnson, the physicist. Of course, I have to pick that one.
I know a lot of different people in different worlds, so you got a physicist.
I say this is what a physicist said this. I never feel that musicians deserve quite the level of a term like physicist. But after seeing all that you can do simultaneously and that it all being cutting edge, I deem you, Corey Pesatoro, physicist of music. Let it be so. I love that. Thank you, Phil Johnson, for that quote for my friend Corey Pesatoro. Corey, it's always a pleasure having you here. And always a pleasure seeing you. And I know I'll be seeing you at something soon
I'll
back
be
east. But
you.
Until then, and he sings too. No, you don't, do you?
Nah, I mean, I can, yeah.
Well, one of these days on this show or something.
Maybe it'll be on this show.
We'll
do a premiere. Corey's going to actually sing.
So before you do something.
Might tomorrow night, maybe.
Something crazy. Oh, yeah. So tomorrow night at Vibrato, the NAMM show, and then all over. Just go to Corey Pesatoro, CoreyPesatoro.com. Learn more about him and where he's going to be next. And before you do something crazy electronic-y, I just want you to know I posted you on Southwest doing the Southwest commercial.
That was quite fun. So to go on a plane with a film crew, that was pretty sweet.
You do such fun stuff. Look forward to more fun that you put out in the world and looking forward to now. Finally.
Should I quickly do the Sicilian Tarantella actually for
for who? For Connie?
Yeah, for Connie.
She's saying yes. So
yeah, I'll just do a
lost
snippet
control,
of it.
I just Mark. Thought of
They are dancing right now. And they were fabulous. You could only see it on live radio.
Oh, if you could only see
that
it.
That was a Sicilian Baranella.
I think we've gone into overtime in more ways than one. Okay. Connie, I'm sure you didn't expect to be dancing on our show on radio tonight. You could say, this is a first. You've danced on radio.
Yes, that was amazing. Thank you for that.
So with that, before we go, are we going to get to hear something crazy
electronic-y?
Yeah,
I'll give you a quick little crazy electronic-y.
Corey Pesatoro live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio Nova. Wow! Nice.
We'll call that Life Changes 2019.
Nice. We have a title for one of his songs. Life Changes 2019. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much.
You need a, you need your own word, like you're a musicist.
Musicist.
Oh. Oh. Wait, how do we spell that? No, that's so good.
Next time on Life Changes. So,
Corey, stay tuned. Come back. When you come back to work with Michael Bublé, let us know so we can get so, you. Maybe the two of you. But with that, thank you so much, Corey Pesatoro and Connie Costa. Finally, the pleasure of having you on. Wow, what a show. With that, first of all, a big thank you to all the parents in the studio.
First time she's been on a trip since we met in 2007. How crazy is that?
Oh, seriously. Wow.
Yeah, well, welcome
to,
I know.
Welcome to California.
Yeah,
to
never
Los
been to
Angeles.
L.A.
You've never been to L.A. Yeah. Wow, okay.
And I think this is Paul Legere's first live appearance to a Life Changes show.
Ah, definitely. And yes, it's so great to have him here. And of course, always Jet Paul Legere. So with that, on behalf of all of us, first of all, let's thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so great.
Thank you, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, on behalf of Mark, are there little cartoons on your socks, too?
Might be.
Is that Mickey Mouse?
No, it's not.
And on behalf of our executive, our co-producer and co-host, our producer and
who
co-host, I know that I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes and as an accordion comes into your life, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, Life Changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.